there's that window of time when you're coming into your own in the flower of teenhood and into the basically carefree times, college, whatever, and you have time to really embrace the music. But when you get to your mid-20s, you start to get, most people start to get busy, having families, taking on responsibilities, work, and you just don't have the time to devote to it. So you have this 8 to 10 year window of songs that you embrace, and that's kind of the foundation. Now, you may, and many people do, and me too, will find songs as you go along here, and wait, more by accident than by your own research. I already did J-Lo's story, and I don't know who that is. So let's take a look around at some of the odds and ends. I don't know why Christina Applegate felt she had to mention this, but she said she hadn't showered in 3 weeks because of her MS, and she's not smelling good. By her own admission.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
I really like her. I just don't understand why she would feel it necessary to share that with the rest of us. It's WTMI. Sarah Jessica Parker keeps sweets in the house so her daughters have a healthy relationship with food. Johnny Depp's big comeback, Jean Dubarry. The movie is in French.
Okay.
Trailer is out for that if you want to find it on the YouTubes. Grey's Anatomy is going to be back for a 21st season. What does that mean? Is it that great, or are they just so out of ideas relative to anything new that they're just giving it another season? And a question that demands to be asked, are there any hot women on Saturday Night Live? I asked around, but nobody's watching it, so I can't give you an answer to that one. 50 of the most understood songs in Rhode Island, misunderstood songs in Rhode Island. I'm going to save that for later. And the Iowa-LSU game was the most watched women's college basketball game ever, but there's aftershocks on that because the LSU team did not stand for the national anthem, and now the governor of Louisiana is doing something about that.
And the three-point lines. Did you read about that?
No.
The three-point lines on were not equal?
No.
Like one side, and not that it was, because obviously they switch positions,
right,
you know, at the half.
Yeah, sure.
But the lines were uneven for like the 3-point thing. I can't remember exactly what the whole thing was, but yeah, the viewership on that game, and I really wish I would have watched that game, because somebody broke it down comparing to others. It was. It had more viewers than any women's college basketball game ever.
Yeah.
More viewers than the NBA Finals of last year.
What?
Yeah. More viewers than the World Series of last year.
Yeah.
More viewers than the Orange Bowl, the Big Ten Championship, the Cotton Bowl, the Pac-12 Championship.
Wow.
This was all last year. It had more viewers than that. And well, this wasn't even the final.
What's her name? Caitlin?
Yes, Caitlin Clark.
She's getting a ton of attention, and they're calling her the best women's basketball player ever.
She was throwing threes. My God.
Maybe she'll be the first woman in the NBA.
News talk.
I won't watch it then either. All right, so I'm setting this aside. Lots of leftovers today, and we have a phone call from David. Good morning, David.
News talk. Who's that?
Yeah, at that women's basketball game, the three-point arc on one end was 9 inches short of what it was supposed to be.
Ah. And nobody noticed that. Nobody caught that, huh?
Nobody noticed it.
I'm sorry.
It's like, I mean, if somebody laid out a football field and it was 10 yards shorter on one side of the 50, somebody would take note, I would think.
You would think. But yeah, that's what happened, you know, at that tournament. So.
Oh.
I appreciate the heads up on that, David. Thank you.
Okay. Oh. Take care.
All righty.
Okay, thanks.
Anything we can add to the dialogue there? Okay. It is 7:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jack Ingram always finds new ways to improve what they do. They just don't rest on their laurels. And their laurels are worth resting on because their reputation for selling pre-owned vehicles that were thoroughly vetted, meaning they did everything possible to resell vehicles that were ready to deliver reliable driving miles. That's always been part of what makes them great. More cars available under $20,000 than anybody else. But John Ingram, the general manager, has taken it to the next level with Jack Ingram Select used cars. Big selection, factory protection, meaning a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestic imports, all with a factory warranty. Each car gets an 84-point going over in the engine to make sure that it's still performing at the factory standard that it was produced under. They take the guesswork out of buying a pre-owned vehicle. Your certified pre-owned is inspected, reconditioned, and comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty, including rental car reimbursement for the duration of that warranty period. And you get the Carfax report, so you know the vehicle's history. So really, all you need to focus on, which of those great sedans, those many options they have starting under $10,000, as high as you want to go, SUVs, as we said, Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestic imports, Nissan, and more, all under one roof. And with 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. So find a car that you'll love to drive, and you got a great selection to pick from at jackingramselect.com. Don't forget, this is also your home for brand new Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagens, Volvos, and Audis on the Boulevard. Everything under one roof at jackingram.com. Traffic and SRN News in two.
Traffic's building on this Wednesday morning. We got a good bit rolling through downtown Montgomery right now on I-65 and 85. Boulevards are beginning to beef up a bit. And Bradwell Millbrook with Temka still giving us all clears. No problems right at the moment in the listening area. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State is what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is April 3rd. Don't go to work unless it's fun day. If your job isn't fun, don't go. Stay at home and enjoy yourself. Because tomorrow and every day after is going to be good luck finding a new job that's fun day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At a magnitude 7.4, the earthquake that struck Taiwan is the most powerful to hit the nation in 25 years. 9 people are dead, hundreds of others injured. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses without power this morning across the central part of the country, result of severe weather in a number of states. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses left without power. The Biden administration demanding transparency from Israel following the Gaza airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. Anytime, any place. Former President Trump challenging President Biden to a debate. Mr. Trump threw down the gauntlet yesterday during a campaign stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Inflation in Europe has tumbled more than expected, falling to 2.4%, clearing the way for a potential cut in interest rates. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 11 points, NASDAQ futures off 40. More details, SRNnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's National Walking Day. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. On one hand, I'm proud to admit this. On the other, I've had sciatic issues for a long, long time. Made them go away, for a while with core strengthening exercises with Doc Pershing, our old friend. Well, I've officially lost 35 pounds.
Yeah, congrats.
And you know what? My sciatic is not nearly as bad.
Yeah.
The extra weight has made a big difference.
When I lost weight after the heart attack, my snoring stopped. Of course, I'm also wearing a CPAP now, and so that stops a lot of things. But there's the losing weight improves a lot.
Yeah, and my disposition's a whole lot better too. Here is Jason on the phone. We'll get to Rich's forecast in a moment. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jason.
Good morning. I wanted to call in and say happy birthday to my wife, Katie. I'm not going to say how old she is, but it's the first one she's had that starts with a 4. And I just wanted to say how proud I am of her for graduating college. She is about to graduate college, and
really?
She is such a hard worker.
Oh, that is awesome, man.
In the education field.
And she's,
yes.
Even though we don't know her age, even though it's the first birthday that starts with a 4, by the way, I just want to mention I'm playing your song.
Man.
Awesome. Well, thank y'all very much.
Yeah, and congrats to her on about to graduate. That's wonderful.
You know, I'm only slightly older than she is. I would still like to get my degree. I still want to do that. But doing
you
two shows
do
a day. Well, and I don't want to get one of those, you see the ads all the time for New Hampshire University of Post Office Box 2000, whatever the hell it is.
Right.
You can complete your degree. I don't think that means as much as when you have to go somewhere and sit and learn.
Nah.
Like I would have been.
She's got to go tonight, as a matter of fact.
I wanted to finish
class for a couple of hours.
Where did she go?
AUM.
Yeah, they have a continuing education program there, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just didn't get around to getting the degree. Thank you, and congratulations, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You should be proud. 7:14. Hang on, I'm just reading a word. Okay. Checking with Rich. Today is the 50th anniversary of the super outbreak of 1974. I'm going to get that information. That was the Xenia was the worst of hundreds of tornadoes that day. I remember we had warnings in Illinois that day. I don't know that we had any much in the way of damage, but we had a storm here that in the northern part of the state. In fact, I saw a documentary on it. And Brandenburg, Kentucky, if you like watching severe weather documentaries, the one on Brandenburg is really cool because they tracked this tornado, Jay, from the air with their station traffic copter.
Mm-hmm.
This reporter, and this took guts to fly close to conditions that were tornadic, but they followed the storm all the way through.
Especially in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Not that any flying, but I feel like a helicopter is not
more vulnerable.
If that's what I feel.
Yeah.
I'm not a pilot, but.
And if something goes wrong with a helicopter, You can't glide that thing down. It's going to come down like a rock. I had a buddy that did traffic in West Palm Beach for years, Paul Cavanaugh. Not once, twice, he was on choppers that came down. And the second time finished him off as a reporter. He gave up that career. Decided to collect his data. Funny guy, too. We are at 7:15. So, for the forecast today, now that the severe weather threat has ended.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality as much cooler air funnels in. Today, kind of brisk, a little breezy. High temperature up to the upper 60s. Good bit of sunshine. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. We'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, on Thursday and Friday nights, I think we'll fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Some of the images coming in from that 8.2 earthquake are just incredible. So many, not real tall buildings, but taller buildings. Looking like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, they kind of just, they started to fall and then they stopped. And so they're in a very, which looks even more dangerous.
What about the people that were in those buildings?
I know, I know. I was watching footage of how the ground was shaking and these the elevated train thing or the trams or whatever they were coming, not coming off the tracks, but the tracks were separating from their structure and stuff.
You say you've never been in an earthquake.
I've never experienced an earthquake. I've never been anywhere when one has happened. I've never felt one. If they said, oh, we had one here last night, because I know we're on a fault line. Oh, we had one here. I've never felt it, and I've never bared witness to it, unlike you.
Well, mine's weird. You know, I spent tons of time in California, because I don't know if I've mentioned it 40 or 50,000 times over the years, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
The band.
Yeah.
And I was out.
The best in the U.S. work Styx, the band. Oh, I thought you meant Styx, the nature. I don't know.
So I was in California, and I always ask people, you know, if they'd been in a major earthquake, and they all give you their story and their advice.
Right.
But I was in one without even realizing it because I didn't feel it in the feet. It was Thursday night at Laredo Lanes in Chicago, and I bowled in a league on Thursday nights, the Champagne Mixers. How about that for sexy and exciting, huh? So we're bowling, and everybody's at a various stage. You're having just thrown a ball or whatever.
Was this still during were you doing morning radio at the time?
Yeah.
So how late was this? Like, weren't you going to bed pretty well?
It was about 6:30 to 9, one of those.
Yeah.
Like the one I was in at Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway. All of a sudden, the pins on every alley start rocking left to right, and then they fell over. And people were in the middle of taking shots, and it was a mess. Nobody could figure out why until later we found out there was a 3.2 earthquake in northern Illinois.
Yeah.
Not strong enough for us to feel it through the floor of the bowling alley, right. But it knocked the pins down, which is kind of weird. I certainly hope that everybody found that story to be
fascinating.
Good. 19 after 7 o'clock, Brian Jewelry has some fascinating choices for those of you who are getting ready to shop for Mom's Day. No excuses. Brian Jewelry has an incredible collection and the old world skills of professional jewelers. So if you can't find exactly what you want, or you're not even sure what you want to do, go there because they have coached thousands of customers over the years into just the right choice for the person that they're shopping for. Sometimes you're so close to somebody, you don't know exactly what to do. They can help you take that step back and come up with ideas that will really work. So it looks like you not only put some money into whatever you're giving, but your brain, even if you borrowed it temporarily from Lynn and her crew at Brian Jewelry. BrianJewelry.com is the website. You can save money. Moms always appreciate that because if you sign up for membership and buy something worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off that first purchase at Brian Jewelry. And in addition to that, you can do 0% Synchrony luxury account there for qualified customers, layaway programs, and more. For competitive pricing, selection, and the greatest brands in jewelry, it's Brian Jewelry in Prattville, 1778 East Main. Guess how many convoluted intros I have ready?
Oh,
zero. Oh. No, I don't have one. And, wow, I have barely like 2 minutes to come up with something. But I will. Otherwise, I will be ashamed.
You'll do it. You'll make it happen.
I'm going to work on it right now.
Believe in yourself.
The Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Beyond the Horizon Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels takes place this weekend at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Opening ceremonies begin at 10. The event is free and open to the public. You won't need a military ID to get on base. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man seriously injured Tuesday afternoon. The unidentified man was shot near Chuck E. Cheese in the 1200 block of Eastdale Circle around 4:40 p.m. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. An Alabama man was arrested after allegedly hiding fentanyl pills inside plastic Easter eggs. During a traffic stop Monday morning, Tuscumbia police discovered 29-year-old Jamarius Daquan Qualls with 176 fentanyl pills hidden inside two plastic Easter eggs. Qualls was charged with felony drug trafficking. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at a place of business? Call me, Attorney Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm, 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
All right, thanks to the inspiration of Sky Mosley, I now have two convoluted intros ready. They're weak, but at least they'll be there.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail. You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. It's time to go to work. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to get out of bed, brush your teeth, eat some breakfast, and get into your car. After going back into your house because you forgot your phone, and then once more for your keys, you'll fight morning rush hour traffic, suppressing the urge to hit pedestrians and run slower drivers off the road. As always, should you be caught, this station will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This message will self-destruct.
And now, Jay Scott, your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to bring us
random facts.
Okay. Trying to figure out how that was inspired from Sky.
It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I was just being nice. Because I came up with it during the newscast, so
I know,
indirectly, yes.
Yeah, and I get the connection of, you know, your mission and Mission Impossible. I got that. But I was trying to figure out how it tied back into Sky. So
I was talking at the... Remember the FedEx guy? He was an actual fast talker.
Oh, yeah. John it's like Machete or something.
We gotta let our listeners know what we're talking about here.
He also did commercials for Micro Machines. Why they had to be fast, I have no idea. But yeah, John... I want to say his name was John Machete.
Right.
Okay, units, travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet I'm good at figures and I have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
There's your free sample.
John Machete Jr. is his name.
Ah.
Yeah.
Machete's close.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Well, at least it took a stab at it.
Yeah, see, he did Transformers. He did voice work stuff. He did
totally
Transformers.
Totally missed my dad joke like in the middle of that.
Oh, I got it. No. I heard it. Just
it was a groaner. I admit.
Did you know? This will give you an idea of when I did these. St. Valentine.
Oh. So now we know what Jay was doing on the 14th of February.
Yeah, I was doing random facts. St. Valentine is also the patron saint of epilepsy.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Did you know? This artist, Tom Jones, turned down a lead role in a movie opposite Joan Collins because when he read the script, he said there's too many swear words here. There were too many F-bombs.
Oh.
And he didn't want his mother to hear him swear so much.
Good for him.
And so he did not do the film.
That's right. So Tom Jones went home and said, Mom, I turned this movie down.
Mom, I get panties thrown at me all the time, but I really can't say these words.
Yeah, because I didn't want you to hear me use the F-bomb.
Right, he's the guy that would have underwear thrown on stage.
And she said, immediately upon that announcement,
what's wrong with you?
Wasn't he the guy that had underwear thrown at the stage all the time?
He and Elvis were big underwear collectors, yes.
Big underwear collectors.
He's one of those guys, he wasn't classically high-inchum, but good-looking enough. And moved his body on stage in a way that the ladies loved him. I'm sure they're still watching those videos in their assisted living facilities now.
Yeah, by the way, I think, is Tom, how old is Tom Jones now?
80-something. 82?
You're so close. Actually, no. Wait. No, he's 83. He'll be 84 in June.
Okay. Only missed by one.
But yeah, he's still around. Did you know, in 2006, some parents got very upset with a sound book for children? The book was called Potty Time with Elmo.
Potty or party?
Potty.
Potty.
This is how, you know, it was teaching kids how to go to the bathroom.
Ah.
Use the toilet, that sort of thing. Potty Time with Elmo. Originally, Elmo was supposed to say, uh-oh, who has to go? Right?
But, so, like, uh-oh! Who has to go?
Yeah, exactly. However, there was a very cheap computer chip that was used in the book. And that was the blame for the fact that parents were hearing, uh-oh, who wants to die?
Wow. I can see how that could cause a little contretemps.
Uh-oh, who wants to die? From Elmo. Which I can't do an Elmo impression.
Playing the role of Elmo.
That's close.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Did you know mayors in High Wycombe, England? I don't know where this is. There's some mayors over in England.
Yeesh.
They have been weighted annually since 1678 to make sure that the mayor didn't grow fat from taxpayer money.
Wow, that's one way to... You know, yeah. Keep tabs on your guy. Get on the scale, Mayor Reed. We have inquiring minds want to know.
Mayor Reed seems to look pretty good as far as health wise.
No, he has not changed much.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I'm fascinated by it. It's just one of those things where you see, and it happens with every single president. You see the first picture that they have taken.
Yeah.
And then the one that's shown afterwards. And good God.
Yeah.
A 4-year difference as a president really puts the age on.
I know. I mean, look at the way Obama's aged in his fourth term. It's a political comment. My opinion only.
It's striking what that does. But yeah. Did you know? Unlike most birds, kiwis, you know, from Australia, kiwis.
They make a very distinctive sound.
sounds like a warhawk.
Very similar.
Yeah, kiwis have horrible eyesight and are frequently prone to ophthalmological issues. As a result, they naturally rely so heavily on other senses that some have been found to have survived perfectly well, albeit completely blind in the wild for years. Mm. Just, you know, sense of smell, and taste, and hearing. They've still been able to survive. Their eyesight is crap, though. Did you know? Despite publicly denouncing the film adaptation of his novel, Boris Vian, the author, he attended the movie's premiere in 1959 of his book, I Spit on Your Graves.
I Spit on Your Graves.
Yeah, he wrote the book, and then they made a film adaptation of it. He went and saw it. A few minutes into the screening, he stood up and began shouting out his dissatisfaction with it, during which he suddenly collapsed and died.
Wow.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of performers. One was a comedian, and I think another was a singer.
Died right on stage.
Right on stage. A lot of people caught it.
A magician that died right on stage, too, I remember.
Yes.
One of those.
So what happens? Do you get your money back?
I don't know.
Well, how far was he into the set?
I was going to say, it probably depends on how far in. You know, if he was coming back for the encore, they've got your money. Sorry. You're not getting that back. So, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to give you a random fact about Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan.
Or is it, Turkmenistan. Yeah, and whatever. Teachers and doctors, by the way. We'll tell you about teachers and doctors there. I'm going to give you a random fact about something you could get out of a vending machine a long time ago for only 25 cents.
Hmm.
And it's not like, you know, a drink and candy or food item at all. It's nothing like that. We're going to tell you about...
Protection?
Nope, nothing. It's not... Well, yes, in a way.
Oh.
In a way. We're going to tell you about the first message that was ever sent over the internet. In fact, I've given you 90% of the random fact sentence just by saying that.
Wow.
We're going to tell you about the birthstone for the month of February. Do you know what the birthstone for February is?
Oh, man. And I check every month because I've always got the Brian Jewelry website up, but I don't recall. Aquamarine?
It's amethyst.
Amethyst.
And we'll tell you why.
That's why I didn't say that, because amethyst immediately caused me to lisp.
Yes, we'll tell you why it's amethyst coming up. And we'll also give you a random fact on a chameleon from Madagascar. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Now, I know you probably think that I'm just aimlessly texting, sending love and joy all over the world.
I figure you're looking in incognito mode.
No, you can see. Who am I texting here? That's Don Duncan, because I want.
My eyes ain't as good at my. I'm kind of a Kiwi in that regard.
We did not have a winner last week, but now that Alabama is in the Final Four,
Final Four.
You heard that correctly.
What?
Yes.
Now, are they going to call in on Friday or come in on Friday? I mean, it's not much to talk about.
It's tomorrow, because I think the games are Thursday and Saturday.
Are they?
Double check that. Just to be sure, but if I'm not mistaken...
Yeah, good idea. Let me check this.
Last year, Goose and I watched the final because her school was in it, FAU. And it was on a Saturday.
You may actually be...
April the 1st.
Nope, their game is... Their game is Saturday, April 6th at 7:49 p.m.
Oh.
The Alabama game is Saturday. Mm. Actually, both games are Saturday, and the championship game is Monday.
All right. Let me just type another correction.
It's one of those stupid things where it's like, hey, we're going to put a game on a school night.
Yeah. All right. So now he has 2 days to worry about it. But yeah, we'll have a predictathon on that game. And fantastic. Don Duncan is the team that we hope you'll team up with in the ongoing service and maintenance of your car. It's so great to know that they've got diagnosticians, certified technicians at all three locations.
That's a good word.
Well, here's the thing. Not everything comes up with a light on the dashboard. Sometimes your engine may be making an odd sound, but you're getting no warning on your car. Or it's making a weird noise from underneath or some other place. Oh, it drives you crazy. You want to find out what's going on here. I've had them do that for me. It was a squeak.
Mm-hmm.
Squeak in one of the first cars I had serviced by them. It was my old Audi. And they figured it out. It had something to do with one of the brackets that held the window visor in place. I would have never figured that out. But they took it on the road. They road test, by the way, all the repairs, of course. So whatever you need, whether it's brakes, low on fluids, whatever, when you bring your car to them, they check everything out. So when you go back on the road, you're ready to go. And just to say thank you for choosing Don Duncan, they vacuum out the car. When you need tires, you don't have to go shopping for prices. A lot of that's misleading anyway. They have wholesale price, major name brand tires direct from the manufacturer, and they always quote a price that includes installation. So whether it's ongoing maintenance or your car has developed an issue, you know where to take it, to Dr. Don. Serving you from Mount Duncan, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Look for them on Facebook, too. Traffic time at 736.
Well, we are seeing very heavy traffic numbers all over the area right now, especially I-65 and 85 into Montgomery, 65 southbound out of Prattville, Millbrook into Montgomery. Very busy there, as well as 85 southbound into the city, 65 northbound into Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic there. Very busy around the boulevards, and all of our feeder roads are dumping a lot of cars into Montgomery, but no major problems at the moment. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Larry Libo, make sure that you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm going to go check. Fire!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay. For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I've just made a brilliant discovery. It's a food that greatly reduces sex drive.
What is it?
It's wedding cake.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And now, hope your reception is good, because Jay has an engagement with
Random Facts. Engagement, wedding cake, there you go.
Reception.
And reception, yes.
I'll be here all week.
Thank you very much. Did you know, in Turkmenistan, every year, teachers and doctors are forced to leave their jobs to go pick cotton for harvest on behalf of the government. However, this year there was an exception, and they were allowed exemption from that. But otherwise, they are forced to leave their jobs and pick cotton.
Wow. I'm glad I'm not going there for my spring break.
Not exactly sure why that's the case, but
every time somebody complains about America, I want to send them to Turkmenistan or some of these other delightful locations around the globe where it's a little bit different.
Did you know? Used to could buy this from a vending machine for 25 cents.
From a vending machine?
Yeah.
Is it edible?
It is not, right. It is nothing edible.
Okay.
Remember you mentioned something, was it protection? And I said, in a way it is. It's just not that kind of protection.
Not that kind of protection.
Yeah. Gun? Not a gun.
Knife?
Not a weapon.
Okay. You got me on this.
Well, the practice of it stopped due to scams. You could buy flight insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A vending machine for 25 cents.
Yeah, I think I did a couple of times, too. You probably don't remember this movie. It was an Alex Haley book, and it was a huge bestseller, and the movie was a big box office hit, Airport. Mm-hmm. Which eventually, there were four Airport...
Was it Airport 77 or whatever it was called?
Oh, but Jimmy Stewart was in a jumbo jet that crashed offshore. It was sinking. Oh, it's wet in here.
Blah, blah, blah.
There's Airport 75 where a private pilot is having a heart attack and he flies right into the cockpit of a jumbo jet. The co-pilot gets sucked out the window and... Who was it? Was it Charlton Heston? Somebody gets lowered into the cockpit off a helicopter or something.
What?
Yeah.
All the planes in the air?
Yeah. And Karen Black, with that odd eye of hers, she is the flight attendant, and she's working the plane from instructions off the radio. It has a happy ending. Yeah, there were a bunch of those airport movies. Oh, and Airport 79, a Concorde that crashes in the Alps or someplace.
Oh. The practice of buying flight insurance from a vending machine, that stopped due to scams, including a man who tried to commit insurance fraud by planting a bomb in his mother's things, killing 44 people.
Wow.
He bought the flight insurance... And, you know, said, well, I'll be able to cash in on this once I destroy the plane I bought the flight insurance for.
Yeah, the first airport, that was the premise. The guy, you know, buys his, he's down on his luck. And
oh, he buys the flight insurance?
To leave $100,000 for his wife. But during the flight, Dean Martin, how about Dean Martin flying your plane? Hey, I'm your captain.
No more of that.
Yeah,
you go.
Yeah, it was one missed by one. I'm your captain. And he has to tell this guy, hey, your insurance is no good. They know what you're up to here. So he goes into the lavatory and blows himself up.
Wow.
And leaves a hole in the side of the plane, and they still manage to bring it down. Gary Collins was in that, too.
You've watched the entire run of the Airport series, haven't you?
Well, they were good lip-diddling fun in their day.
Wonder why they stopped.
Because then Airplane came out.
It ruined it.
Yeah.
Did you know the first ever message that was sent on the internet was basically the word low? It was just spelled L-O, capital letters, low. That's it.
Low.
That's all.
Laughing out?
I don't know. Like hello, maybe? I'm not sure.
No?
That was the first message ever sent on the internet. Did you know... We talked about this. The birthstone for the month of February is amethyst.
Amethyst, yes.
Yes. The reason it is that, it is due to a 3rd century Italian bishop named Valentine.
Oh.
And his famous amethyst ring that had Cupid engraved on it. The ring was a symbol that he could officiate a marriage.
Oh.
So, anyway, and that's why February is amethyst. And finally, did you know... The Labord's chameleon of Madagascar has an average lifespan of only 4 to 5 months. It's very quick. This is shorter than the time it takes to develop as an embryo. It takes 8 or 9 months to develop as an embryo. Then it's born and only lasts 4 or 5 months before it dies.
I forget the name of the moth.
It lives for what, 24 hours?
A week.
Or a week?
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
But they don't have a mouth.
They don't have a mouth, exactly.
So why is that? Can you launch an investigation into that on a future episode?
I can't tell you why nature does what it does, man. I have no idea why. And it seems like that's How do you evolve from that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe they're in the process of evolving. Maybe one day they'll be born with a mouth, and it's like, oh, there's... Look at that reject. He's got a mouth.
Right. We're going to die in 6 days. But he's got a mouth. He's a freak.
What a weirdo. Those are all of your random facts, by the way.
All right, today is Wednesday. And that means the Food Outlet specials change today. Cost plus 10%. That's always the case at Food Outlet and everything. They have all your, not only your food needs, from fresh produce to an incredible meat department with the best prices in town, without doubt. The best deals on everything because it's cost plus 10, but they mark additional items down every week to save you even more. Let's start with Coke products. Six pack of 1/2 liter bottles. That's my favorite. That's the one I go for. $3.33 for a six pack. You will not find a better deal anywhere in the River region. Kaneka smoked sausage. You can bet there'll be a Rich Thomas breakfast special next week featuring that at $4.94 for the 1 pound package.
Speaking of, he's been keeping up with...
He's doing the follow-up question.
And so I sent him to you. He sent him to me, so I'm sending him to you.
I got it from both of you.
Okay, good. As long as you've got them.
Other specials on the list this week. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts are $3.93 for the 20-ounce box. Eggo waffles or pancakes, $2.99 for the family-sized box. And Folgers coffee, that's mine, preferred, $8.62 for the 22.5-ounce. That's the big red bucket, you see, and they've got all the flavors. My favorite happens to be breakfast blend. And yes, I drink it in the afternoon because I'm just wired that way. Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets. You can never have enough of those on hand.
I dropped my Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Hot Pocket. You won't have to spend a fortune to replace your dropped Hot Pocket or your pop drop pocket. A box of Hot Pockets, all flavors, $1.96 each. Back to the meat department where sirloin tip roast. Bake it slow, bake it easy. Warm it up nice and tender, little cricket dust on it. You've got yourself not only some great meat for a dinner, but sandwiches as well. It's great sandwich meat. Sirloin tip roast, $4.46. At all three Food Outlet locations, these specials are good through Tuesday of next week, including Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street west of 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antique Mall. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, with backup questions sent to us all the way from South Padre Island in Texas, here is today's $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Okay, yeah, he's using one that I was going to use. Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that you could buy flight insurance from a vending machine. How much was it?
How much was that flight insurance? 272-9228, first person eligible with the correct answer wins. We also do follow-up questions because we have a grand prize drawing on Friday. And if you'd like to be in that, maybe win a Clark's Club membership, the works from Don Duncan, or a Tucker Pecan gift card, now's the time to call 272-9228 and make your points to win a prize. Skipper.
Well, we are seeing very heavy traffic numbers all over the area right now, especially I-65 and 85 into Montgomery, 65 southbound. Out of Prattville, Millbrook into Montgomery, very busy there, as well as 85 southbound into the city. 65 northbound into Montgomery, light to moderate traffic there. Very busy around the boulevards, and all of our feeder roads are dumping a lot of cars into Montgomery, but no major problems at the moment. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Larry Libo, make sure that you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
At 7:49, let's find us a winner with a pop quiz question. We go to Pat on line 3. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I think I heard you say it was a quarter.
Yeah, 25 cents for flight insurance.
Yeah, 2 bits. Yep. And you're covered. Hang on. All right, and let's go to Darren next with the follow-up. And may I do the follow-up?
Yeah, of course. No, go ahead. That's what I sent them for.
Darren, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
By the way, your wife dropped by, and she says hello. See what I did there?
You referenced that.
This famous star turned down a movie role because of too many swear words because he didn't want his mom to hear that kind of potty language coming out of his mouth. Who are we talking about?
I remember you talking about it, but I cannot remember his name.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. She's a lady. Remember any of those songs? I'm sorry, buddy. You're still being the grandpa's drawing just for calling. Backup Steve, waiting on reviews.
Hey, good morning. Of course, you're always perfectly timed, well executed, but it always seems like a mission impossible, but you always come through, just like Mr. Phelps.
Thank you. That was the ding was for me. You still have to answer a question. All right.
Okay.
We'll go back to the famous star who turned down a movie role because he didn't want his mom hearing him dropping F-bombs on a movie.
Imagine that. Tom Jones, you know, collects their underwear, but they're worried about the language. That's amazing.
But
he is from Wales now. He is from Wales.
Yeah, they used to throw the panties at him, but now he does, like, the condo circuit, and they throw Depends. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry, Steve.
Sounded like he was groaning at that one.
I don't want to ask a backup question now.
Hi, Jay Tom.
I want to go make a...
Hey.
Do you want to throw him over?
No, speaking of making... how about this? In potty time for Elmo, Elmo unexpectedly says, oh, no, who, what?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
That's not a very encouraging reply.
Well, you were talking to each other. I don't know. I don't know if I was in there or not.
We're just entertaining ourselves.
Yeah, what did the Elmo doll say? He was supposed to say, uh-oh, who has to go? Instead, he said, uh-oh.
Who's going to die?
Yeah, basically. Who has to die?
Very good, J-Tom.
Hey, I'll see y'all tonight. I'm going to Baumhauer's.
Great. Yeah, Baumhauer's tonight.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
All right, we're looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
Awesome. So, up next, we have Rich, and we thank you. Can we please acknowledge Rich's contribution after a long night following the severe
weather? Please clap.
Thank you, Jeb. You can go back to your nap.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality as much cooler air funnels in. Today, kind of brisk, a little breezy. High temperature up to the upper 60s. Good bit of sunshine. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. We'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, on Thursday and Friday nights, I think we'll fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
All right, coming up, Hard News brought to you by Pennier Concrete Technologies, and it'll feature a woman who stood up and said what needed to be said to that smarmy Prime Minister of theirs, Trudeau. That is just ahead. And something that we'll be looking for your input on, something that's overpriced but totally worth it. I'm going to post a starter list on Facebook right now by hitting next.
Overpriced but totally worth it.
Because there's some ideas there that you can check out, but you may have an original, and that's what we'll be looking for. Right now at 7:54, we have the Wall Street Business Report, a look at the roads, and then the hard news.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. job openings edged up in February, though labor market conditions are gradually easing in support of expectations that the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates by June. General Motors reported a drop in first quarter U.S. vehicle sales on lower deliveries to commercial customers, but managed to beat rival Toyota, as other automakers reported mixed results. Frontier Airlines is focusing on growing its network in high-fare markets like Seattle and Detroit. The Denver, Colorado-based ultra-low-cost carrier failed to report a profit in three of the last four quarters, despite a travel boom. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will return to China this week to continue her economic dialogue with top Chinese officials amid a new emphasis on the global threat posed by the Asian superpowers' growing excess industrial capacity. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Well, a
if you're coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound, we're hearing right around Clanton, we've got an 18-wheeler that has overturned. It is beginning to back up traffic southbound into Montgomery. Just be aware of that. You might have to take an alternate route. In Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we are very busy. Got a lot of cars on the road everywhere, including the boulevards, the interstates, but no major problems anywhere around our area this morning. Enjoy your drive in, buckle up, and be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Trenum State offers a wide range of scholarships to fund your education for students just like you. Unlock your potential at Trenum State. Apply at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
At American Airlines, we know travelers are unhappy with our recent decision to raise checked baggage fees. But we are committed to our new fee and encourage you to try our competitors. Oh, look at that. They also raise checked baggage fees. Guess that means you're stuck with us. After all, if it's either American or Spirit, you'll pick the one least likely to seat you next to a tweaker who punches a flight attendant for confiscating his vape. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to get my Rolex monogrammed. American Airlines, we got you by the bags.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovation shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This eclipse is a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event. So that's why we're having a sale, sale, sale! Why stop at Eclipse Glasses? We've got Eclipse Hats, Eclipse Toothbrushes, Eclipse Adult Diapers, and even Eclipse Soups.
Do you have, ladles?
Oh, yeah. We've got the biggest selection of Eclipse ladles on the market. Everything Eclipse at Eclipse Everything.
Do you have very lean salami?
We have 42 kinds of lean Eclipse salami. And if you put it on top of some Eclipse bologna, you've got a lunch meat Eclipse.
I can't get enough of this Eclipse.
So come to Eclipse Everything today. You'll be blinded by the savings.
Ah! Almost ready for the 8 o'clock hour. Do I have a contest ready to give away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card?
No.
You're right. I don't. But I still, look, I came up with two pretty good convoluted intros.
You did great.
Under the gun, so we'll be fine. Right now, though, time for hard news brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Immediately, listeners of this radio station will embrace this. And I posted it on Facebook with the question, why is it that women have bigger balls than men when it comes to standing up to oppression?